Hello and welcome to Hullminster's Worship at Home on this, the third Sunday after Trinity. My name's Anne and I'm part of the worshipping community at Hullminster. I'm also the chaplain to Archbishop Sentamu Academy in East Hull. You are so welcome today, whether it's your first time with us or your 100th time with us. I hope that you'll find in this short time of worship that you meet with God and have that sense of being part of a much wider fellowship, the church, as we gather together separately yet together through the power of technology and, more importantly, the power of the Holy Spirit. The theme in today's gospel reading is some teaching that Jesus gives about welcoming one another, and in doing so we welcome him, we welcome God himself. And it's a good reminder as we begin our worship today that each one of us is welcome, whoever we are, wherever we've come from, whatever we've done, we're all welcome and included in the family of God, the kingdom of God. As we lead into our first song, I invite you to say these words together as we enter into worship. Let everything be said and done in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through Jesus Christ. Sing psalms, hymns, and sacred songs. Let us sing to God with thankful hearts. Open our lips, Lord, and we shall praise your name. Hannah's going to lead us in O Praise the Name, which is a great song, which is full of the gospel. And more than that, it reminds us that when we worship, we're caught up in the eternal song of praise.
His hands, his feet, my Savior.
Thank you, Hannah. I invite you to join in prayer, in a prayer of confession, as we seek to be reconciled to God on this day. Father, we have sinned against heaven and against you. We are not worthy to be called your children. We turn to you again. Have mercy on us. Bring us back to yourself as those who were once dead, but now have life through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw us to himself and cleanse us from all our sins, that we may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We turn to scripture as Mandy reads to us from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, followed by a reflection from Peter.
Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 40 to the end. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, the person will certainly not lose their reward.
Hello, how lovely to be able to speak to you today. And there's football back on the television, even on the BBC. Not entirely sure how Hull City fans and Norwich City fans are feeling about that, but remember, there's always hope. I quite enjoy the moment in a football match where the manager is about to send a substitute onto the pitch. And the player is standing there, and the manager is often with his clipboard and being very intense and very intent and explaining in a lot of detail about what's exactly expected of the player on the pitch. The player is looking and nodding, maybe even smiling a bit, not taking a blind bit of notice. The player's thinking, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to kick the ball, I'm going to score a goal, and we're going to win the match. Well, in our passage today, we have a slightly better example of how the disciples were sent out, really for the first time, to speak about the good news of Jesus. Let's think how that was for a minute for the disciples. They had met Jesus, a moment to transform their lives. They had followed. They have learned. They had witnessed miracles of healing. They were thrilled by the possibility of a kingdom of everlasting love and joy and peace and justice. And now it's their turn. Their turn to go out into the regions and tell others about this. How does Jesus equip them at that moment? Well, it's not time for detail. For Jesus, this is the time for the big picture. Let's just step back and see what that big picture was to encourage and enable those disciples and encourage and enable us as we step out. Well, firstly, they may have felt a little alone, but actually they weren't alone. When somebody welcomed them, it was like welcoming the Father and the Son too. So it's a kind of community. There would be a welcomer, the disciple, the Father and the Son together. We're not alone when we step out for Jesus, and nor were the disciples at that time. And then there was the welcome. There's something for us all here too. we can all be welcoming. And we can be welcoming in different ways. We can be welcoming in our thoughts and our words and in practical things. In the passage here, just a cup of water is mentioned. I wonder how we can be welcoming with messages and words and smiles, as well as practical help in this coming week. And then there was the reward. The reward is a much bigger welcome. The reward that Jesus is talking about here, the reward that makes up this big picture, is the reward of an everlasting kingdom of love. It's starting now. Earlier in the Gospel of Matthew, we have heard what that kingdom is like. It's a kingdom of where there is love between those who were enemies, where there is freedom from fear and judgment and worry, where there are treasures in heaven, where there is giving to others in need, where there is faithfulness in relationship. This is the reward that awaits us all as we accept the everlasting kingdom of love. And it begins now. It begins straight away. So, I wonder today and this week, firstly, how God might be sending us out. What task is there that awaits us? We know we'll be well equipped. And then I wonder how we can find ways to welcome this week. Ways in thought and word and deed. And I hope too that we can keep in mind that we are building an everlasting kingdom. A kingdom of love, justice, joy and peace for all. Amen.
Thank you, Peter. There's so much to reflect on from those few words that Peter has offered us, but there were two questions particularly that he invites us to take further. Firstly, to consider how God might be sending us out. We might have to think quite creatively about that one at the moment. And secondly, how can we welcome others in the coming days and weeks? Maybe there's something about the hospitality of our hearts as much as the physicality of place. So as Terry leads us in intercessory prayer, I invite you to hold those questions and think about how we can offer God's love to the world around us.
As we're invited to come into God's presence through prayer this morning, our prayers will form three parts. We'll have some prayers of thanksgiving and praise, some prayers of petition and a prayer of protection, and then conclude with the Lord's Prayer. Some prayers of thanksgiving. Oh come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of your wonderful deeds. Some prayers of petition, and I invite you to respond by saying the words, Lord, graciously hear us. Let us pray to the Lord, who is our refuge and stronghold, for the health and well-being of our nation, that all who are fearful and anxious may be at peace and free from worry. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For the isolated and housebound, that we may be alert to their needs and care for them in their vulnerability. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For our homes and families, our schools and young people, and for all in any kind of needs or distress, Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. For a blessing on our local community, that our neighbourhoods may be places of trust and friendship, where we are all known and cared for. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of our God. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. We might want to spend just a moment or so now in silence to pray for any who we known to us who are in need at this time. Pray particularly for our new vicar, Reverend Dominic Black, who will be starting working among us in challenging but exciting times. A prayer of protection. Christ be with me, Christ within me, Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in the hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. And we'll conclude these prayers with the prayer that our Lord Jesus Christ taught us to say. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Terry. Hopefully you've received Hulminster Lifeline this week. If you haven't, it's on our website and it's full of news and information, and Bishop Frank offers a reflection too for us to think about. It's all there. But we just want to remind you of three things particularly. Firstly, we're pleased to be able to say that the Minster will be open in a limited way for personal prayer on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 12 till 3. Obviously we can only let a small number of people in at the time, and we've worked hard to make sure that it's a safe place for people to come and pray, hopefully find some comfort and some peace. Secondly, we're looking forward so much to Reverend Dominic Black arriving to be our priest in charge. It's not long before he arrives now, in the middle of July. And so we really want to be praying for him and for his wife Heather, and their boys, Leo and Ben, as they leave North Ormsby and move here to Hull. So please keep them in your prayers, and particularly there will be some resources published on the website, on the Minster website, as from tomorrow, Monday, the 29th of June, for you to use to focus your prayers around their arrival and our ongoing ministry and mission to the city of Hull as Hull Minster. And finally, please do continue in your generous giving to the work and life of Hull Minster. There are various ways you can give. At the moment, the easiest way perhaps is to do it online, either via Church Suite, or there's a link on the website where you can make an online gift. Thank you for your support, and we hope that you'll be able to continue to support that ministry. We're going to sing our last hymn together, led by our Minster choir, with Mark Keith, our organist. Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy. Thank you so much for being with us today. I pray that you will be blessed by God in the coming days and weeks. But let's pray together the words of the grace as a blessing for one another. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Welcome to this latest Hull Minster video update. Well, it's been a while. Hopefully you've been reading our weekly updates and worshipping with us during church at home. That is all continuing, and perhaps as I'm speaking to you now, you're thinking, why on earth am I not camped across the road at the hairdressers across Trinity Square? Well, unfortunately they're closed, but we are delighted to announce that Hull Minster is reopening for personal prayer only, for you and for your household to gather to come to the Minster, initially from 12 o'clock till 3 o'clock, Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays. Well, despite it being England's largest parish church, we're still asking you to respect the distancing regulations, and we've provided hand sanitizer for you to use as you enter and exit Hull Minster. We brought IKEA to Hull with this exciting one-way system. It's in place throughout the building, and Hull Minster guides will be in place to answer any questions you have or to offer a word of encouragement and comfort. Please respect them as they ask you to wait or to queue. It's all for your safety and for theirs. We're sorry that the Minster kitchen, Minster shop and toilet facilities will be closed at the moment, but it enables us to keep the rest of the building safe and clean for you to take time to reflect and to pray. We're looking forward to welcoming you here at Hull Minster. And whilst you're with us, candles are available. If you want to spend a moment, light a candle and pause and pray. Contactless giving stations are in place if you wish to give financially to the ongoing mission and ministry of the Minster, which is very much continuing in the midst of this really difficult season that we're in for all of us. So we hope that by being open, it's a place where you can come in and be prayerful and spend some space being quiet in the midst of a busy life, praying for the city and praying for the church in the heart of Hull.